Welcome back to Sales Transformation, brought to you by Leadium. In this episode, we welcome once again Alan Joe from Warmly to discuss the impact of AI chatbots on increasing website conversions. Colin, the floor is yours.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sales Transformation, brought to you by Leadium. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell. Today, I've got Alan Joe on. He is the co-founder over at Warmly. Alan, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm curious because I'm sure you've looked into this. How many conversions are missed out from web traffic where people are hitting the site and never fill out a form, never schedule a time? Frankly, folks may not even know that that person was ever even on the website.
It's definitely a lot. It's not just the conversions that for the people who are in market today that you're missing. And we have some statistics with customers of ours, like for our, one of our first customers in the case study, it's like we 3x enterprise pipeline within a month. So when you're running some of these large campaigns that bring people to your site, then you can quickly, especially with these tools that help you engage with them instantaneously, or at least know that they're there so you can reach out through your own channels, then you can quickly capture that. Like for that day, we're just going to focus on manning chat. That day, like when we see people coming through, we're going to call them as soon as they hit our website, or we're going to LinkedIn message them. And so through that action alone, our first customer, 3X enterprise pipeline, and it was done through this like campaign mechanism. But on a daily basis, other customers of ours have said that it's not just the revenue that you lose out today for people who are in buy mode, but it's the relationships that you should be forming today that you're not. That's revenue for tomorrow. And that is like inestimable, honestly, because every day people come to your site.
Yeah. And who are typically manning these chats or running these motions, right? Is it an SDR? Is it an AE? Like, I mean, it probably depends on the size of your team. But what are you seeing from the customers that you guys have as far as who's responsible for running this motion, manning the chat, and making sure that they're getting as many conversions as possible through, having this data?
Yeah, it depends on how the company is set up. Like if you have full cycle AEs or you have dedicated SDR teams, typically we've seen it be the SDR teams that man the chats. And you can set up different Slack channels or different accounts, or mapping, territory mapping, or just based off the coverage. So if you're an AE and all of your named accounts will be going to a certain channel that you're a part of, and then you would see them come through. And it's really important to know that this deal or this person or this buyer, this persona is on the pricing, the case studies page. Like they're thinking about you right now. You can chat to them live and say, hey, let me know if there's any updates with you since our last conversation. Did you have a chance to talk to your VP of marketing about this? I see you're on our case studies page, which talks about the marketing ROI. Let me know if you have any questions. Like it's very hyper curated. So you can create that experience for the AE. But generally speaking, for a high velocity, like I said, if you have high website traffic and ICP comes through all the time from various different channels, whether it's paid ads, blog content, podcasts, whatever, you got little referral links that also help you siphon off traffic to the right channels of people that need to know, then it tends to be SDRs that picks up the phone. We call it warm calling here, that picks up the Warmly warm calling phone, and then we'll chat to them and say, you're on the pricing page. I saw you came from, you were searching for this topic. Let me know if you need any help.
Yeah. And are they calling them in real time, like while they're on the site?
Yes. Real time. Real time. We have this playbook basically. And the funny thing is what we realized is warm calling, as we call it, which is when you call somebody on the website or you chat to them first, because calling is kind of strange. People aren't used to that behavior yet, but really it's just you're there. I'm free. You're free. I'm a real person. You don't need to wait 2 weeks after we schedule the demo for us to have this conversation. Like we need to right now. We're going to chat and to make it even more personalized after a couple exchanges. If you want to have a video call, I can turn on my video and show you that I'm real. And that way we're having a call. So that's warm calling.
Yeah. And so in some cases, this could be the SDR that sent them maybe the email in the first place, if it's, cold email, or it could be, whoever ran the discovery call, maybe they've already done a demo and now they're checking pricing and case studies and all those sort of things. So it's the actual person that they've already been engaged with or are familiar with, depending on, how engaged they've been with that particular person.
That's exactly right. Like we hook into the CRM, and so we know who's the owner of whichever accounts. And so the right person can get pinged when their accounts or the person is on the page.
Yeah. And so in a lot of cases, you know, obviously not everybody's just going to be sitting there, you know, waiting for those Slack pings all day, right? They have meetings or, you know, call blocks, whatever it is that they have going on. But they can get that Slack notification. They can send them a message and say, hey, I see maybe you have some questions about pricing. You're checking out some case studies. You know, are you free in the next 5 minutes if I were to give you a call? And is that, you know, typical what people are doing?
Yep. And you brought up a really good point, which is typically reps are very busy. I mean, in sales, it's all time game, right? So you need to know how to prioritize your time. One of the issues that we ran into is that just because someone's looking at your site or case, it doesn't mean they want to have a conversation right now. Yeah. And it may not be worth diverting a rep's attention away from the exact thing that they're doing right now because they'll get pinged all day for this.
Yeah.
So we solved that problem by creating an AI chatbot. And it basically is like a rep assistant. So it'll outreach on the rep's behalf when key people are on the site. And you can set up parameters on for what needs to happen to show high intent. Like they are on the book a demo page or they're on the pricing page. This is their fifth visit back. They're an ICP account and they've already had like a booked meeting. Like something. You can get really granular with this. When these things are met, the AI will reach out on the rep's behalf in your voice and then basically say exactly what you're going to say. It's nothing complicated, especially in chat. You treat it like text message. Like, hey, what's up? Not paragraphs of things to outreach a person. And that's been really effective because once the people come to the site, maybe out of 100 people, only 5 really want to have a conversation right now. And that AI is going to find out the 5 and then route to the rep. At that point, the rep knows this person not only is on my site, but responded to, in theory, the theoretical me that reached out to them. That means I need to respond back because they're also one of my target accounts.
Yeah. And is the prospect aware that it's AI or does it think that it's the rep?
Based off the response, it thinks that it's the rep. It doesn't know that it's an AI because everything on the UI looks to be as the same as a person.
Right. Okay. That's what I figured. Now, and then what about if the AI is engaging with the prospect? Seems like they want to have a conversation, but the rep's not available to jump in.
Yeah. So this is really important. This is where good coverage needs to come in. And then we work with the team to make sure we structure that. You do have coverage throughout the 9-5. And if you so choose to have coverage like past that as well in the evenings, because a lot of people are not really browsing tools during the day, they'll do it in the evenings. And so then we would recommend, and we have people we work with who are, you know, offshore, they can provide coverage. They're fantastic SDRs, very sharp, very fast and friendly and also cost effective too. So that's a strategy there to make sure you have 24-hour coverage. But the AI is really siphoning off the most important traffic to them.
Got it. Interesting. This is a big problem that you guys are looking to solve and sounds like you're putting a dent into it. Really appreciate you coming on the show, Alan. Any final thoughts? And then where's the best place for people to connect with you and learn more?
Awesome. Pleasure to be on. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can learn more about Warmly. We have a batch of folks who are pushing out a lot of content. So we have Max Greenwald, Keegan Otter, and many others. But yeah, LinkedIn's the best place.
Awesome. Appreciate it. We'll drop the links there in the show notes to make it easy. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends so we can help more sellers and sales leaders transform the way that they sell.